It is time once again for our monthly catch-up with our vet, Kirsten Simpson. And if you have any questions for Kirsten on anything related to your furry, feathered or scaly friends, we'll give you some contact details at the end if you have anything you want to ask. We're going to concentrate on a couple of related topics today. With the spring and summer with us, we may be thinking about travelling abroad, and it's now easier, in commas, to take your four-legged friend, your dog, abroad with you, but it all involves a pet passport and some other checks as well. Kirsten, have you noticed at all that more people want to take their pooch on holiday?
Definitely, yes. I think because it has become a lot easier over the last few years, more folk are quite keen to take their animals abroad with them. And most places abroad are more willing to take them as well.
What was the process then before pet passports?
Before, it was pretty much impossible unless you're moving abroad. It involved quarantine and all these kind of things. And then pet passports came in. And then at that point, a bit more difficult. But since the last kind of two or three years, they've got a lot quicker and easier to kind of do.
Okay, so if I wanted to take my dog on holiday with me then, what is the sort of first thing I should be doing?
The first thing is to get your dog chipped, because all animals have to be traceable to make sure they are the one on the passport. So it would be chipped first of all, and then we tend to wait a good few days after the chip to make sure it's taken place. Very rarely some chips can migrate out of the body, and that's not good when you want to go abroad. So it would be chipped first, and then the vaccination. The vaccination has to be given to any animal over 12 weeks of age. And then after that, once the passport has been issued, you can go out 3 weeks, 21 days after the vaccination.
So you're talking vaccination. Is this different vaccinations or one particular one?
Yeah, it's different to the usual vaccination. It's a single vaccination just for rabies. And the good thing about it is it lasts 3 years. So it's kind of quite cost effective in that respect.
Is there a lot of paperwork involved?
Not really, luckily. The main thing really is to make sure that we have some trace, so microchip, then vaccination, and then make sure the dog's chip works for you out of the UK and that as well. The pet passport itself is small. It's smaller than our passport is, and it involves the same kind of sections. There's a place to put a dog's picture if you want to as well.
I was going to ask that. Can we get a picture of the dog on there as well?
Yeah, you can do. Some folk have some as puppies. One of our clients took their dog to like the Photoshop and got it taken as a proper like passport picture. So it's sit, look at the camera properly, not smiling. It's all good.
No smiling, no sunglasses,
yeah,
nothing
no
like
hats.
That. So how long does the process take from say someone came into your door and said, I want to take my pet on holiday, how long would it take before they could actually book?
Usually fairly quickly. I mean, the actual procedure itself, I mean, chipping takes about 5 minutes. The vaccination itself is about a 10-minute consult. So within a week, we get things underway, and then waiting for the passport to get filled in by one of ourselves. So within a month, you could be fine to kind of leave the country.
Okay, and is it only certain countries or airlines that you could use?
Yeah, I mean, most folk do tend to go over by boat. There are certain airlines that you can use. The budget ones do not tend to accept animals as cargo. Most of the bigger ones, more reliable. But I think most folk tend to go to like Spain, France, places they can drive to. And then they're sort of easier to kind of go through the Channel Tunnel or by boat.
Okay, and presumably then with the pet passport, that has to be renewed or vaccinations updated as well?
Yeah, every 3 years is a vaccination. So back with the old pet passport, it's involved a blood sample first and waiting 6 months and all these kind of problems. So if you missed your vaccination date, you'd have to kind of restart from scratch, which is a big blow for some folk. Whereas now, if you miss your vaccination date, you just get the vaccination, wait 3 weeks, and actually fine to go again straight away.
When you come back from your holiday then with your dog, is it worthwhile coming back to get him checked over, or is that something you have to do?
No, you don't have to. I think the main thing to note is when you come back into the UK is that between 1 and 5 days before going back into the UK, you have to visit a vet in country or at the borders who will then check your dog over for you, make sure they're fit to travel, and also give you a deworming tablet for tapeworm.
Okay, so a simpler process than it used to be.
Yes. Much.
Is it expensive?
I'd say all in all it's around about maybe £100 for everything ish. It varies up and down from place to place depending on how much charges are for chips and for vaccinations and the passport itself. But once the main stuff is done, all you pay for then is every 3 years just the rabies vaccination.
Okay, well, we have the passport and we're taking our dog abroad. Now, one of the main things you mentioned there was rabies, which many people will be familiar with, not really something we have in the UK, but are there things that people should be looking out for when they go abroad, specific to the countries?
Yes, there's a website called ESCAP, ESCCAP.org, and that relates to Europe only. And it has section you can click on for different countries, and it'll tell you, it's more kind of parasites than anything else are common in those countries and what to look out for and where they can be found.
And important to, when you're on holiday, check your dog. And you mentioned parasites. We spoke previously last month about things like ticks and so on, which can be extremely dangerous certain types. That's something you've got to keep vigilant as well.
Yeah, ticks, and also depending on which part, if you're going quite Mediterranean, so around about south of France, Spain, Italy as well, they're quite prone to getting leishmaniasis there, which is transferred via the sandfly. And also you can get deriflemitis, which is a heartworm, which is not that common in Europe, more common in America, but it can be transferred via mosquito as well. So all those kind of things.
So stay vigilant, basically, the rule of thumb there.
Yeah.
So there we go, the pet passport, and even with a picture if you want as well. Take your pooch abroad with you. Now, Kirsten will be joining us every month. We'll be talking about various topics for various different creatures. If you do have a question for Kirsten, then do get in touch with us. You can tweet at RNIB Radio. You can get in touch with us via the website. Go to the Contact Us. That's at rnibconnectradio.org.uk. Or you can use the good old-fashioned phone. It's 0141 357 3518. Kirsten, thanks very much for speaking with us, and we'll see you next month.
No worries, bye.